Akon Lighting Africa was more of an idea that stemmed from a position of wanting to help Africa develop its infrastructure. And we realized that without energy, infrastructure would be almost impossible in Africa. Because that's one of the main things that's been missing in Africa, and I think that's the holdup for a lot of infrastructure projects, even in Africa itself. But ultimately, you know, me being African, raised in Senegal, in Kaolack, it kind of gave me an idea of what it felt like to be without electricity, what it felt like to live in poverty, and more than anything, to be raised in a third world country. Not quite third world, but emerging market. And being in the U.S. and experiencing what electricity and what infrastructure and development can do for an economy, for you, for your family. I mean, it's only right for any African or any emerging market, you know, you can say citizen, would want the same for themselves. And I just happen to have two amazing partners who grew up under them certain circumstances and environments that's been successful in what they did. And we always felt the key to success of Africa itself was unity. More than anything, the key to success in general was unity. So we united, came together with all forces, which each three of us play our own roles within the Akon Lighting Africa team. And together we find a way to kind of make it work.
And what is the main objective?
The main objective is to be very sustainable, through years to come, feed our families through it, build an infrastructure for Africa so others can be able to do the same for themselves. But ultimately, the main goal and objective is to build Africa's future using the youth as the main anchor.
I'm trying to refer also to what you're using, which is solar energy. So how is the main objective to provide solar energy to as many countries as possible?
The objective is to build the infrastructure and development for Africa. But our main focus right now is from the energy side, because we're trying to create a full eco center and a full eco, you know, system for Africa itself. But ultimately, before we can even begin to create anything for Africa, energy has to be the first thing that we feel can be the solution for Africa's development. Solar impacts more people, especially in Africa, because of it's so much land and so much sun. So we cannot alienate the main gift that Africa has, which is the sun. And when you look at the outside areas, majority of Africa's population is in the rural areas, and those are the areas that's not electrified. So we chose the solar as our main anchor for energy, so that way we can work outside and work our way in.
And on your website, it's been written that you're going to launch the first Solar Academy. And what is it? Can you tell us more about that?
Ultimately, what we're doing now, we have a scholarship fund where we're giving kids throughout Africa opportunity to be able to go to school, study more about energy, sustainable energy, and also, you know, give them management skills, technical type of skills that can help to be able to install, maintain, and be a part of the infrastructure building of Africa itself. And the academy has a lot to do with it, which will be fully solar by power, completely green. And we want to build Africa's future in a way to where it's very clean air, you know, green type of environment, because we have so much, you know, natural resources there to protect. We have so much wildlife there to protect. This academy will help to kind of educate the kids of how that is possible.
You're participating at this Sustainable Energy Forum. Has this been of any use to you? Have you been able, especially during the minister's segment, been able to sort of build up relationships with government that would be interested in your project?
That's one of the main reasons why this was an amazing idea. One, for the raising of the awareness of the project and that we're doing, and more to raise the awareness to the people that can make a difference in what we're doing, which is especially being that energy is our main target. We wanted to be able to be in a position where we can meet with ministers from around the world, and this forum provided that for us. You know, we made a lot of great contacts. A lot of ministers weren't even, you know, educated to what we were doing, and now they're very intrigued, inquisitive, and want to be a part of what's happening even in their areas, which is outside of Africa.
Presumably, this is a full-time job. So my last question is going to be, you've been famous through music. Mm-hmm. Does this mean the end of entertainment, or are you going to be able to juggle both?
Well, I mean, entertainment is automatic. You know, from the moment I walk into a public place, entertainment begins. So I can never not, you know, I can never alienate that part of it. I always looked at entertainment as a bridge and as a vehicle to get to things that are important in life, whether it be business, whether it be, you know, anything from a philanthropic side. But ultimately, it opens up more doors that I've never even thought was available to myself. So I'll never be in a position where entertainment won't be a main factor, because that's what I'm known for. And I want to always be able to be in a position to keep people happy and celebrate for them and mourn with them and just provide entertainment for people that, you know, to keep people in a great place.